What is up, boys and girls, and everything in between? This is Bear With Us. I'm Matt. She is Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
Fantastic. I must say.
Really?
Yes. Because we had a great night last night.
We did.
We had a great dinner. We went to, how do you say, I don't want to f*** it up.
Chopinos.
If you live here in the Berg. And it was f***ing incredible. Like the food, the atmosphere, the service, the drinks.
It was a big win. So much so that we're giving them a free plug on our podcast that six people in Pittsburgh listen to. But hey, maybe those six people will check out Chopino. It was a great meal. It was a fantastic day. Very busy, working on some very cool things. We cannot reveal to you just yet.
But it is due in part two, this podcast right here. Bear with us.
It sure is, but we'll leave a little suspense for the listeners. Yes. Something to look forward to, if you will. I'm going to just keep tagging that.
Yeah,
and
why are you acting like Alexis?
I'm not acting like Alexis. I'm acting like my girlfriend, who has just morphed into Alexis Rose.
I'm obsessed with Schitt's Creek. If you guys haven't found that out by now, you've been sleeping under a rock. Or is it sleeping under a rock or living under a rock?
Both.
Okay. You've been doing both of those things under all of the rocks. And I'm just obsessed. I watch it all the time. I used to be such a Friends buff, and I still am. But Schitt's Creek is now taking over my entire life, my mannerisms, my thoughts, my dreams, everything.
It's problematic.
Yeah. To the point where, like, Matt now reminds me so much of Bob from Schitt's Creek. If you guys have seen it, you will totally get it because it's like the way you look, the way you act, the way you talk.
You are a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad woman.
Bob's Garage.
Anyway.
Also, I just cannot stop thinking about the lobster risotto from last night.
Really?
Oh my God, it was so good. Melted.
Maybe we've just discovered a new form of podcasting, just erotic food recipes.
Also, okay, I'm not even going to let you get away with what happened last night.
What do you mean?
So, okay, we had a great night. The drinks were flowing. We had a good time. We go home. We get in bed. And we are just, you know, like hanging out in bed. And I was like, babe, I love you. And he was like, I love you too. And I was like, can you give me a kiss? And he goes... Well, I was going to give you a kiss, but my eye got stuck. I'm like, what does that even mean? Your eye got stuck. If you don't want to kiss me, just don't kiss me. But you don't need to come up with a stupid excuse like my eye got stuck.
Now that
what do you mean your eye got stuck?
Once again, publicly shamed me. I thought I explained very well what actually happened.
I didn't even listen to your explanation.
I know you
did. Because I was laughing so
hard. You were laughing
at
me and mocking me and making fun of the agony that I was experiencing. I had fully intended on kissing you on my own prior to you saying, may I have a kiss? But as I leaned toward you in your general direction, my eyelashes got stuck in my eyelid. And I guarantee you, somebody that's listening...
What do you mean your eyelashes get stuck in your
eyelid? I don't know how much more plain I can explain it. My eyelashes, the little black furry things...
Like the top or the bottom lash?
I don't know, but they got stuck inside my eyelid. And I guarantee you, somebody listening to this has had it happen to them, and they're like... Oh, that sucks. That's the worst feeling in the world. It feels like somebody's gouging your eyeball out of your head with a fork. And I felt that pain for a moment, so I pulled up short and I didn't deliver the kiss. So when you asked me for a kiss, I was simply trying to convey that I had intended on kissing you already, but I veered my own path.
Sounds like bullshit to me.
Well, you suck.
Like, I've heard a lot of excuses in life, but my eye got stuck... That's worse than my dog ate my homework.
You try speaking logically when you're in excruciating pain.
Excruciating pain, baby. Your eyelashes are not like, they're not made of razor blades.
Have you ever had something stuck in your eye? Anything.
Yeah, but it's not like, I mean, the way you're explaining it is as if someone took a spoon and like scooped your eyeball out.
No.
You're like, oh, my eye.
It hurt.
Like,
very badly.
Oh my God.
And I didn't express the pain in bed. I let it be.
Oh, wow. That is so strong and brave of you.
I hate you.
I am so proud of you.
This is ridiculous. What was that?
Say what you wanna say. Just let the words fall out. Honestly, I wanna see you be brave. That's your song. That's you. That is your mantra for the day because you made it through this treacherous, awful happenstance last night with razor blades in your eyeball.
Nobody asked for sympathy. I simply tried to explain to you why I did not deliver the kiss as planned.
I'm dead.
And you are 12 hours later mocking
my
and
own
ridiculing
boyfriend
me.
Can't even kiss me. He has to come up with a dumbass excuse like my eye got stuck.
Now, I can understand if I was like, oh, I can't kiss you because Pancake has to go outside or like some activity to clearly divert from what the plan was, which was to kiss. I simply was explaining to you, like if you're late for something, like, hey, I'm sorry, I was 5 minutes late, I got stuck in traffic. That doesn't mean you like didn't want to go to where you were going. You were just saying, hey, I'm sorry, I was a little bit late.
Okay, babe.
What are we talking about today?
Well, I think this is a perfect segue here. I'm drinking my Starbucks. The other day, we were in Orlando for work, and I went to Starbucks, and when I came up to the counter, everything was Christmas, like peppermint and candy canes. And I am not going to lie, it made me so fucking happy. I feel like especially everything that was going on last week, the world was in turmoil. Like everyone was on the edge of their seats. It was just like a lot was happening. So when I came up to the counter and I saw Christmas, I was like, here we go, baby. It is on. I was so excited.
So what you're trying in your very uniquely long-winded way to say that we are going to speak about today is that it is finally the official holiday season. Which I don't
celebrate holiday.
Okay, please don't. That is my favorite Madonna song. You better not disrespect
mine is
it.
Like a virgin. Touch
for
the very
first time. For some reason, Halloween is not rolled into the holiday season.
No, but it's almost like the unofficial kickoff.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I agree. I think we should just roll it all in.
Yeah.
I think three major holidays in 3 months, just start it with...
Four.
What's the fourth? Oh, New Year's.
Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas,
about New
Year's. New
Year's. Yeah, that's...
Poor New Year's. It gets a bad rep because it's like the last of the last.
Although this year it's going to be the single biggest day of the year because everyone's going to be like...
2020!
Right.
I'm like, 2021's the year! 2020 sucks! I can't even imagine all the posts, all the memes, all the... Ugh. I'm already sick of it. It hasn't even happened.
And I ordinarily am one who goes, it's October 31st. It's November 1st. Why the f*** is there a Christmas tree everywhere?
Right.
However, this year, I'm feeling a little bit in the opposite direction. When you sent me a photo of the Horns building downtown near our house and the Christmas tree beginning to be assembled and the ice skating rink beginning to be assembled, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm ready for this. I am fully prepared for a holiday season. But before we get to Christmas, which is what everybody actually cares and is excited about, we have to suffer through Thanksgiving.
Suffer?
I hate Thanksgiving.
Why?
Thanksgiving to me is not even a holiday. It's a headache. It's
why?
Because there's a lot of planning involved, often great expense, travel, all to just do something that you more or less feel obligated to do.
I love to eat, so I'm
all
about
but you can eat 364 other days a year, too.
Yeah, but there's just something about Thanksgiving that calories don't count. You can just eat whatever you want. It's just time for family. Like, growing up for me, first of all, can we talk about the night before Thanksgiving? Was that a thing where you're from? Because that was, like, the night, you know, everyone would come back from high school and everyone went off to college. You come back and you see everyone from your fucking childhood.
Right, everybody is Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right.
Was that a big thing where you're from? Like the night before Thanksgiving?
No, not really. Thanksgiving has never been a huge thing. We did Thanksgiving. I don't have a huge family. So it would basically just be this meal where we all gathered around and pretended and acted differently as though it wasn't the same routine we did 300 other times a year. Like mom would make dinner and we sit around and eat everything, whether it be SpaghettiOs or... Yeah, you know, a regular night. But on Thanksgiving, people are like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. We got to do it differently today. Mom's making everything she knows how to cook. And then we're going to stuff our faces like animals for like an hour. And then everyone's useless and passed out by about 6 p.m.
Oh, my gosh. I just love Thanksgiving because we would go to my mom's side of the family, my grandparents. And we go there every Sunday for Sunday dinner. But on Thanksgiving, it was just the best. Everyone was there. All my cousins, aunts, uncles. It was just like a big party. And everyone just ate. And we had so much fun. after dinner, everyone passes out while you're watching football and everyone's like asleep because they're in a turkey coma. And then after that, we would go to my dad's side and we'd do another Thanksgiving. So it was like, but we'd usually just do dessert when we got there because they would have, you know, the meal before we got there. And oh my gosh, the dessert, my meme, this isn't dessert, but my meme makes.
Say it in your sexy voice.
The best.
She makes this pie.
This meat pie.
For dessert?
No, it's for part of the meal. You had it. Didn't you have it when we went there last year?
No.
Yeah, no, you did.
I don't think I did. You told me about it, but I didn't get to partake.
You definitely had
it. Nope. In fact, I remember we went and you were telling me about it and how wonderful they were, and she didn't make them last year.
She 1,000%
did. Nope, I disagree.
I'm going to call her right now.
Okay. Me, you, and Brianna brought food.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Ah, sweet. Save your poor grandmother.
My poor meme. She's going to be like, why did you call? You want to talk politics? That's all she's going to want to do.
Yeah, well, see,
I feel bad. You're right. We did bring our own food.
Yeah, I know.
You're right.
I am, because we didn't celebrate Thanksgiving. You and I have yet to celebrate Thanksgiving together.
Okay, so here's the thing. Every year in my adult life, we do Thanksgiving with my meme and my Pepe. And so they live in Florida, and my sister and I, we were always in Florida. We'd just go there for Thanksgiving every year. Up until last year was the last year. Unfortunately, my Pepe passed away after Thanksgiving last year. But it was the last one, and it made me so happy we were able to do that. And that's just a tradition that my sister and I made in our adult life with my mom and Pep, which has always been just the best time hanging out with them. And it was so important to me that last year you couldn't make it on Thanksgiving because you're with your family. And so we made it a point that the week after we would do another Thanksgiving and you came down, you got to hang out with them. And that just meant the world to me. We had a good time.
Right. To that exact point, that what we did that second Thanksgiving, if you want to call it that, we went and got takeout from a great place in Florida and just went over there and ate. And it's about who you spend your time with,
yeah,
not how big the turkey is. I'm not shitting on Thanksgiving. I mean, I understand why people like it. Just to me, it's always been kind of like a throwaway holiday.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, cool. I have a great meal. But beyond that, I don't have any sort of memories tied to Thanksgiving. Christmas, I'm all in on.
So to me, Thanksgiving is the official kickoff to Christmas. It's like, to me, every year after Thanksgiving, that's when you put your tree up. It's fully acceptable to put decorations up, and now you can listen to Christmas music. It's full on Christmas mode to me after Thanksgiving.
I agree with you generally, but you did raise the possibility of decorating a little early this year. And I'm not vehemently against it.
I was worried because last week, like I said, when I stepped into Starbucks and it put me in the holiday spirit immediately. And I feel like that's what we all need right now because the world is f***ing in shambles and it is what it is. We need some excitement, some positivity. So when I saw that, I went back to the hotel room and I was like, babe, what are your thoughts on decorating for Christmas this week? And I fully expect, because he's the Scrooge, you know, Mr. Negativity, dark cloud. He's just like the Grinch. So I was like, what do you think about decorating? And you're like, I'm not against it. And I was like, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I was so excited.
We still haven't decorated.
I know. Well, because
it's
been
premature.
A crazy week, but next week we will decorate.
Okay. That remains to be seen, but I'm not totally against it.
So you didn't have any like Thanksgiving traditions. You just hung out with your immediate family. That's all you did.
To the best of my knowledge, yeah. I don't have any sort of great memories of Thanksgiving. I don't have any sort of traumatic issues from Thanksgiving. Like,
but it was never a big thing.
No, I mean, I generally just spent it at my home with like my parents, and occasionally like my grandparents would come over, my brothers and sisters, obviously. But it was never like a thing. It was a thing in that it was Thanksgiving, and people.
Right.
My mom made dinner because people make Thanksgiving dinner. But all the hoopla that surrounds it, I feel like it is just an appetizer for what people actually want, which is Christmas.
So this year for Thanksgiving, I feel like with us, it's hard, right? Because we live here in Pittsburgh. You have three kids that, you know, they go back and forth between two homes. I usually spend my holidays with my family. So I'm trying to figure out and navigate how we make all of this work. You know what I mean?
Right.
And this is our first time here in Pittsburgh trying to figure this out. And
so how important is it to you personally to spend the holidays with your significant other?
It's very important. However, my family is very important to me. So it's like trying to find this balance. And now, like, this is my family, right? You, your kids, and our life here.
Right.
But I still have my mom, my dad, and my sister. They're the most important to me. And my meme, she's my only grandparent that's alive. And I feel like to spend time with them, but I don't get to see them
right.
really
and,
ever.
By the way, just for clarification purposes, your family and I are not at odds by
any
means.
No, not at all.
I'm invited to all of these activities, to your point, I have kids and responsibilities of my own, so we have to get a little creative on this.
Trying to figure it all out and trying to make it work.
I was just listening to you explain it, and I'm like, wait a minute, this almost sounds like I'm uninvited to Thanksgiving.
No, of course, but it's like, okay.
I think your family likes me better than you.
Okay, well, for Christmas, generally what we established last year, we had everyone at our place in Pittsburgh. My family came in,
right.
My sister, my parents, your family's there, your kids, you know, that's what we decided that's going to be our tradition going forward. Everyone comes to us, which is cool. It was a lot of pressure. Mind you, we had just moved in together and we had been living in our place for about a week and trying to entertain and get everyone together. It was my first time meeting his parents. It was a lot. But we decided that's going to be our tradition. So for me, my parents are, you know, sacrificing not being with their families for Thanksgiving. You know, my mom has brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews. So they don't spend time with them for the holidays. So they're spending with us. So I'm like, I can't expect them to come here for Thanksgiving too. So it's kind of like trying to figure out how do we make it all work?
You mean to tell me that there's compromise involved in this, much like every other aspect of every relationship?
Sure.
Have you ever had any sort of issue where you were forced to go to somewhere for a holiday that you were not into and like be away from your family?
No, because I guess this is the first time in my life that I'm not around my family all the time.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like even if boyfriends I had in the past, it'd be like, oh, even if I go spend it with them, it's fine because I lived with my parents or I lived near my parents
right.
or something like that. So this is my first time where it's like I don't live near them and I'm trying to figure it all out. But you know what? That's what relationships are all about, compromise. So this year, what we're going to do for Thanksgiving, I think, right?
I was going to say, this is news to me, so spit it out.
Well, no, we decided, I'm already decided I'm going to spend it with my sister. I fucking am obsessed with my sister, love her to death. She's my world. Like, so to not be able to spend as much time with her as I would like, it fucking sucks. So it's like a reset for me when I'm with her. I like, feel like I'm back to myself again. She brings me back to Leah, who I really am to my core. You know, she just gets me. So I'm excited to spend it with her.
So
but I think
you just
said,
basically revealed to me that I'm going to spend Thanksgiving on the couch with a can of Dinty Moore beef stew.
No, I thought you were coming.
I don't know yet.
You said you were going to come.
I thought about it.
Because we have work and we have pay-per-view. We're only there for like 2 days.
It's, our schedules are not
It's human. Wild, yeah.
It's something that most people in America, I would venture to think, are at least able to look and say, hey, oh, Thanksgiving, this is what we're doing. We have some semblance of certainty. It still drives my mother nuts that I can't commit to anything. Not if she's like, hey, you want to go get dinner next weekend? Maybe. But also, maybe I might be doing some crazy TV show somewhere or on the other side of the country for God knows what.
Yeah.
It's impossible. So it really is very difficult to make any sort of holiday plans for both of our sakes. So now, whereas it was once upon a time me, I was the wild card. Now you're also a wild card.
Right.
So, like, to plan anything like that, because despite us working in the same place, we don't necessarily have the same schedule.
Yeah, things are changing constantly all the time. But for us, so we have to work Friday morning in Orlando.
Right.
So it's like, how can we make plans? It's hard to stay in Pittsburgh on Thanksgiving. It's impossible because we usually travel on Thursdays.
You think Southwest Airlines will give me, like, a big turkey leg for the flight?
Maybe.
So I can sit in the back in my empty middle seat.
I don't think you're supposed to eat on the plane. You're supposed
to wear a mask.
It's Thanksgiving.
You can take it down.
Well, you can take it down, baby. Take it down in Chinatown.
I don't even know what that means. Yikes. What about other holidays?
Okay, so moving on, Christmas. To me, Christmas is my favorite f***ing holiday of all time.
I don't think anybody...
That and Halloween.
Right. Which is amazing to me that you enjoy Halloween because you're a big scaredy cat.
I am not. Did I not go through the haunted house?
You did. Under much protest.
I still went.
Thankfully, we got the assist from my 10-year-old.
Yeah. Lena and I are like hugging each other. But we made it through.
We did. But what about other holidays? Like, obviously Christmas, that's a no-brainer. And we're going to have some awesome Christmas episode, hopefully, knock on wood.
But also, that's
Christmas
another
approaches.
Thing we have to navigate and figure out. It's a lot.
We do the Christmas Eve thing. That's kind of our, I've accepted that as my role in the holiday calendar for all who are involved and know me and love me. That's it. Christmas Eve. You're coming to Matt's house.
But for you, growing up, Christmas Eve was bigger than Christmas Day.
That's right.
Which, that is foreign to me.
Yeah, well, just in that we did the family thing on Christmas Eve with my dad's side of the family, which we basically only saw that time every year, despite them like not living on a different planet or anything. We just never hung
really?
Out.
You only hung out Christmas.
That's not necessarily accurate. I mean, we would see them from time to time, but like the one time every year you could guarantee that that side of the family was around was Christmas Eve. We would go to my aunt's house, and it was just fun. I have a ton of great memories from that. So Christmas Eve has always been more exciting to me. Of course, when you're a kid, Christmas Day is the shit because you wake up and Santa Claus has blessed you with God knows what.
Right.
But as you get older, Christmas Day is kind of like, last year you and I woke up at, 10 a.m. and
we started drinking mimosas, we're opening gifts.
It was awesome.
I love giving gifts. That is my favorite thing about Christmas.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird about as you grow up? Like, I'm the same way. I love getting things as much as anybody because it's nice to be given a gift, but the thrill to me is like, oh man, like watching with anticipation.
You got the perfect present.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Or something that you don't think that like they're not expecting. Like, oh yeah, I got that for them.
I'm going to totally change gears here. And you said you've never had the issue as far as Thanksgiving or with your family. But what would happen if you were in a relationship with somebody whose family you just didn't get along with? And that's a regular occurrence where there's this weird standoff. Have you ever been in that situation where you were like, oh, I'm dating? You're like, no, of course. Every guy I've ever dated, his parents love me. I don't know. I've never had it happen either.
I've always gotten along well with my significant other's family.
Yeah, I generally have too.
Family is just very important.
Right.
So right off the bat, if I knew that I didn't like their family or something or weren't going to get along, I don't know if I could be in that relationship because family is just so important. Luckily, you have a great family, so that's not an issue there.
There you go.
I cannot imagine that instance being with someone who you fucking can't stand their family.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to spend the holidays with them. I'd be like, fuck you. You can go with your family. I'm going to be with mine. Like, that's what I would honestly do. I would not spend it
you
with
go
them.
Go eat your fucking yams with Uncle John.
Yeah, I hope you fucking choke
alone
on him.
Wow. That was very aggressive.
When I took the girls to Target a few weeks ago, they already insisted on me getting matching Christmas pajamas for Christmas Eve. And I had a whole, like all of them in my arms and we're getting ready to go to the checkout. And I'm like, what am I doing? It is October. It was still October at that point. I'm like, why am I getting Christmas pajamas? But I was just so excited. We were just in the mood. We were just had the Christmas spirit. We were listening to Mariah Carey on the way to Target. We had a great time. And ever since, I'm just ready to go.
Oh
my gosh. Well, all of this holiday talk has just got me so happy. On the way home, I'm going to blast Mariah Carey.
I got real excited for a second, and I didn't think you were going to end that with asked Mariah Carey. Nothing.
Oh, I'm going to blow your brains out.
Okay. Wow, you just threatened to kill me on our podcast. Cool.
I mean, like with your
Thank
wiener.
You. You're going to blow my brains out with my wiener. You're going to detach it and beat me about the head and neck?
I can't stand you.
What's in the mailbag?
Here's the mail. It never fails and makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail! Question number one, honey. Hello, Matt and Leah. I absolutely love the show. Matt is hilarious with his dry sense of humor and Leah's singing. But anyway, okay. What about my singing? Do you like it or not?
She's just acknowledging it as to not crush
She's
his feelings.
She's like, and Leah's singing. That's it. That's
it's
the sentence.
Yeah. Matt, you're funny. Leah, you're there too.
Leah, you sing. Yep. You do have a voice box. Thank you. But anyway, what are your thoughts on appointment sex? Would it mess up your relationship? Anyway, hope you have a good one. Goodbye forever. So appointment sex, I'm assuming, is something they're scheduling their hanky-panky time.
I was going to ask you, but that makes perfect sense to me. And I think that's the only thing I can think of when it comes to appointment sex.
Right.
I've never experienced that. Like,
but I feel like you do that sometimes.
In any sort of regular official capacity. Like, I'll make a declaration to you like I do a lot of times, like I did it the other day, like in the morning. I was like, ooh, I'm feeling some kind of way. We're going to do this thing later on tonight. Then the day happens and it's not necessarily
change or whatever.
You get tired and you're or busy and whatever. I could see it being a good thing if you give it like a on this night.
You
like can't
you see
get
that
too.
In movies.
Yeah. You can't do it too specific because if you're like Thursday night, 8 p.m., that's when we're going to do it. And then it's like, oh, 7 o'clock. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm watching this show. I got to take a shower. I don't feel like it kind of pigeonholed. But if you know, like, oh, hey, tonight's the night. Like, that's what I like. Like, when we're on the road, I'll be like, okay, cool. When I get back tonight, it's going down.
Yeah. Like, every Friday night, we always.
But I think we also have the luxury of being around each other, like, all the time.
Yeah.
So I could see that being a benefit if you guys are on opposing schedules.
And you're busy.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like it's something you see in movies where it's like, you know, like the woman is like coming on to the guy and he's like, oh, it's not even Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause it's like, every Thursdays and Saturday, that's when they have sex or whatever it is.
Right. I always think of Dennis the Menace when he's like, oh, Sunday morning, that's when mom and dad wrestle in bed and they like to take their shirts off. And I was like, oh, I don't know why that's always stuck with
right.
me. Right. But I don't think it's, obviously it's not that unusual.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. But then I just feel like, I don't know, is it? Take away, like, sometimes you just in the moment want to like do it and you're just
think, like,
feeling the type of way and it's like, oh well, we can't do it because I don't have a fucking appointment. Like, take a number, get in line, buddy. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I don't think that's how it works. I don't think if you make the appointment,
it's like a deli counter.
Serving number 11.
I don't think it's a bad thing, but I don't know, to me it's a little weird.
Unless you're a hooker and then it's just good business.
You're stupid. Question number 2, honey. Hi, I am just a huge fan of both of you. I'm listening to the podcast as I'm writing this. LOL. I have a question for Matt. In the future, do you want more kids? Have you and Leah ever discussed having kids down the line? And Leah, let's say Matt doesn't want kids. How will you react to that? Would you accept it or is it a deal breaker for you? Love the podcast so much and I look forward to it every week. Love you both so much. Oh, how sweet. Thoughts?
Well, you and I have had this conversation off microphone quite a few times. I was of the mindset, particularly when I got divorced, that it was like, you know what? My kids are on the easy end of things, easier end. They don't require constant attention and supervision. They all kind of can take care of themselves to an extent. It's like, okay, my kids are formed human beings now. They're good to go. Just kind of got to nurture them and keep doing what I've done. So I had no intent on having more children. However, I know it's something that's very important to you, and it's something you really want, and I would not be able to live with myself knowing that I was the reason that you were denied that great joy of having a child. So, at surface value, like, do I, Matt, on my own, want to have more kids? No, but I am willing and able to do this with you because I feel like it's important, and I would not want to neglect that part of your life.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that. I mean, I go back and forth. You know me and my indecision.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it depends on literally the day.
But when it comes down to it, I know in my heart, like, I would love to have a child of my own. So, but I never, ever thought I would come into a situation where I have these three, like, bonus kids where it's like, oh, wow, and, like, your kids are amazing. I love being around them, and I feel, like, so grateful. I'm like, maybe this is the path I was supposed to take. Maybe I'm not supposed to have a kid of my own and just supposed to, like, hang out with these three cool humans.
Would you say that at any times, like, being around my kids has lessened your urge to want to have?
No, if anything, it makes me want them more. Yeah, because I see, like, a lot of you in them, and it's just, like, so cool to – I don't know, like, even just having conversations with them, I'm like, wow, like, they amaze me, and I admire them, and I just can't imagine what it would be like to have one of my own, like, that has me in them, you know?
If I were to just, put my foot down and go, nope, no kids, would that be a deal breaker?
It would. It would be a deal breaker.
All right. There we go. You have your answer. One more. We got time for one more, and then we have to go enjoy this
wonderfully rainy day. Although I do have to go train, but... After that, I'm going to sit my ass on the couch. I was going to say something else, but I'm going to keep it PG-13.
Now you decide. 6 F-bombs deep. You know, we should probably keep it PG-13.
Question number 3, or tres, or trois, or I don't know any other languages.
You don't know those languages. You
just
know the words.
I do know those languages.
Okay.
I'm trilingual.
You're trying
English,
something.
Spanish, French. You're a... triangle. An obtuse. Or is that an angle?
It's an angle. Obtuse is
triangle.
Greater than 90
aren't
degrees.
There like different triangles
there's,
though?
Right. There's isosceles.
Isosceles. Triangle. What is the one where it's like.
Baby.
Little?
Baby. This isn't geometry class.
But I'm just curious.
What's in the mailbag? Are they asking about geometry?
Okay. Question number 3, honey. Matt and Leah. First of all, welcome to Pittsburgh, Leah. I absolutely love seeing pictures of you guys. See, look, this is one of our Pittsburgh followers.
Perfect.
I absolutely love seeing pictures of you guys around Pittsburgh. It's so nice for everyone to see how beautiful it is here. It is gorgeous. My husband remembers seeing Matt Russell in Uniontown before Ooh. Where we are from.
Many moons ago.
We are parents of two amazing children that are both under the age of 3. We have very little help in the babysitting department, so it's difficult to have date nights when money is also tight for hiring a babysitter. How do we keep the romance alive at home while tending to our children? Thanks for the great Thursday mornings on my way to work.
It's tough when you have particularly multiple children.
Especially under the age of 3, 2 of them?
Yes,
that's crazy.
Absolutely. It's tough anytime the kids are in the house, period, to kind of feel the, you know, not to feel the urge, but to capitalize on it, because there's always the possibility that that door is going to swing open and here comes so-and-so with a skinned knee.
Like, we've never had sex with your kids in the house, ever.
Right.
So I can't imagine what it would be like if they were there all the time. I can't imagine.
It would be very tricky.
Yeah.
So this isn't even my advice. This is something I'm stealing from question number 1. Might I recommend some appointment sex? I understand. I mean, times are tough. If you don't can't, you know, spend the extra money to get babysitters or childcare or whatever, and God knows how expensive
that is
all the time. Maybe it's just an appointment thing. Maybe you go, hey, it's Friday night and Jimmy's going to bed at 7:30, and give him a little bit of melatonin and make sure he is. I'm not suggesting you drug.
3 years old, yeah, melatonin.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Melatonin is naturally occurring. I'm not suggesting you drug your children, but I'm saying it's totally okay to give them a little sleep aid. Maybe a little. Maybe a little
just
Benadryl.
Give him some f***ing Jack Daniels while you're at it.
Hell yeah. Great for teeth and gums. When your kid's grumpy because he's stroked out there for a second. My brain moves faster than my mouth sometimes.
That was great.
glitched.
You did glitch.
I'm like Vanellope in Wreck-It Ralph. I glitched.
But to your point, even if you're tired on Friday night, you know, maybe it's been a long week and maybe the kids have been at it all day and you're exhausted. Sometimes it's like, suck it up, buttercup. It doesn't matter how tired you are. I feel like if you're able to connect and have that connection with each other and have some sexy time, it'll be worth it. And like, let's face it, it's not going to last a couple hours. Do what you got to do and then you can go to bed after that.
What but if the
it's
woman
important.
Who wrote this email is married to Sting?
Okay, well, either way, don't use the fact that you're too tired as an excuse. I feel like we have to make sacrifices. And sometimes in order to get that connection back or to make the time for the sexy time,
also
just do it.
This just came to my mind as we were having this discussion. I'm a big fan of, and I didn't know how to feel about it for a long time. I was always just weird about displaying affection in front of my kids. Mm-hmm. Like that to me just seems like, okay, that's something that I do, but I don't want to, but realistically, like, I'm much more affectionate with you now with them around, where it's like, no, it's okay for them to see that I love this person and this is how you treat somebody that you love. Like, obviously you're not going to go full Monty and get after it when your kids are around, but like a little bit of affection, whether it be flirty or, you know, like I wouldn't be mortified or my kids wouldn't be mortified if I smacked your butt or something in the kitchen or vice versa. You sneak up on me and do something. They laugh about it. Maybe it's a little like, ew, dad.
Right.
But in the end, it's like, okay, these two people love each other and this is how they treat one another. And they are physically affectionate to an extent. Like, I don't see the harm in that.
To that point, that shapes to me how your children are around their partner.
Right.
So, like, my parents, when I grew up, they were so affectionate all the time. Like, my mom's always rubbing my dad's back, or they're kissing each other, or they're hugging each other, hanging off each other, to the point where it's, like, gross. It's like, oh, my God, get a room. But because I saw them doing that, to me, I'm very open and affectionate and very touchy-feely. And my sister's the same way. Like, we're just very, like, this is how we are because that's how we grew up seeing our parents. Whereas I've been with I've had relationships in the past where they grew up completely opposite. No PDA, no effect. And I'd be like if I tried to like touch them or vice versa, like it would just be weird. And they're like, oh, and I'm like, ew, I don't like that. Like I'm a very touchy feely person. And I feel like you are too. Like you're always like rubbing my back or rubbing my knee or my leg when we're just around each other. Like, and that's how I want to be when I have kids. It's like, I want them to see like, oh, I love this man. Like he loves me. And it's important to show that. Otherwise, I don't know. It's like just open.
Right.
I think that's a great point.
There we go. See, I have my moments of clarity from time to time. So I don't know if that actually answered the email, but set an appointment, put some Netflix on in the other room for the kid and keep him occupied.
And to Matt's point, drug them. Drug the kids. Also, maybe give them a little, I was going to say Novocaine.
Yeah.
But that's
fine. I was going with more, you know, legal over-the-counter sleep aids.
I'm dying.
Hey, you know what? It's fine.
Baby, can we go decorate our house now?
No, I want to go sit on the couch in the rain and drink beer and watch horror movies. So that's what I'm going to do.
Let it wash away my sanity, because I want to feel the thunder upon us. That's a little Hilary Duff, if you will, from Laguna Beach.
I thought she was from Lizzie McGuire.
No, but that's the theme song. That's the theme song for Laguna Beach.
I never watched Laguna Beach.
Oh, my God. Well, let's go on and watch Reruns.
Let's not say we did. You're my little Laguna Beach.
Oh, God, bear with us.
Goodbye forever. Unless you're a hooker, and then it's just good business.